The noted Czech author Karel Čapek is perhaps best known for coining the term robot in his 1921 play Rossum's Universal Robots. Now, as Czechs mark 70 years since his death, Karel Čapek's works are also shifting into the public domain. Dominic Yoon explains.
On Christmas Day, several hundred Czechs assembled at the grave of author Karel Čapek, situated in Prague's Vyšehrad Cemetery, to mark the 70th anniversary of the death of one of the most noted authors of the 20th century. The author's death is marked annually at this site, something that the Brothers Čapek Society has seen to since 1947, but the special anniversary meant that this year the commemorations received more attention. Also of particular note this year was the fact that as of January 2009, Karel Čapek's works will shift into the public domain. Copyright law protects authors' works for their lifetimes plus 50 or 70 years after their deaths, depending on the statute adopted. In this case, the 70-year limit is set to expire, meaning that the author's works can now be reproduced and published by anyone, albeit with some restrictions designed to prevent the diminution or misrepresentation of Čapek's works. Several works co-written with brother Josef, who died in 1945, such as Insect Play or Nine Fairy Tales, will continue to be protected. Attending to the commemorations on Christmas Day were a number of notable figures, including the theologian Tomáš Halík and Professor František Černý, an expert on the history of theatre, who compared Čapek to Czechoslovakia's first president Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. Meanwhile, Tomáš Halík emphasized that the author's works remained as topical today as when they were written. Karel Čapek died shortly after the notorious Munich Agreement ceded significant Czech territory to Nazi Germany. He had previously been labeled as a public enemy by the Gestapo for his opposition to Nazism, a key theme in many of his works.
Dominic Yoon with that report.